I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. A group of lawyers want the Texas Bar Association to investigate Republican U.S. Senator Ted Cruz for his role in attempting to overturn the 2020 presidential election results. Lawyers with the 65 Project, an organization aiming to hold attorneys accountable for trying to keep former President Donald Trump in power despite his re-election loss, filed an ethics complaint with the association Wednesday. It cites Cruz's role in a lawsuit seeking to void absentee ballots, numerous claims he made about voter fraud, plus an attempt to stop four states from using 2020 election results to appoint electors, all of which failed. The complaint says Mr. Cruz knew that the allegations he was echoing had already been reviewed and rejected by courts, and he knew the claims of voter fraud for the election being stolen were false. Trump has falsely insisted he won the 2020 election, even after multiple failed legal attempts to challenge the election results and his own attorney general's assurance that the election was accurate and secure. Republicans in Texas and throughout the country have echoed Trump's baseless claims, and some played roles in attempting to prevent or delay President Joe Biden from being officially certified as the winner. The complaint wants to see Cruz disciplined. It does not say how, though it mentions a New York appellate court suspension of Rudy Giuliani's law license. Giuliani was one of Trump's lawyers, who also repeated false voter fraud claims. The complaint against Cruz comes just weeks after the State Bar of Texas moved to sue Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton for professional misconduct in his lawsuit challenging the 2020 presidential election, which included his decision to file the federal lawsuit hoping to overturn election results in battleground states where Trump lost. Republican voters still have confidence in Attorney General Ken Paxton as he closes in on the May 24th runoff, where polls show he is well-positioned to beat Land Commissioner George P. Bush. Bush has relentlessly attacked Paxton's integrity as the incumbent fends off a number of personal and legal scandals. But Paxton's supporters are unswayed by his baggage, if not outright dismissive, as they stick with him based on his record of battling the federal government in court. Paxton was indicted for felony securities fraud charges several months after he first became Attorney General in 2015. In 2020, the FBI began investigating him over claims by former deputies that he abused his office to help a wealthy donor. Paxton has denied wrongdoing in both cases. Bush has said the legal issues make Paxton unfit for office and could risk the important seat for Republicans in November. He has increasingly attacked Paxton over an even more personal issue, an extramarital affair that he reportedly had that is connected to the FBI probe. Public and private polls point to a Paxton victory. A UT Tyler poll asked Paxton supporters what they like about him more than Bush, and the number one reason was job performance at 34%. Only 8% said integrity. Integrity, meanwhile, was the top reason cited for Bush voters. With days until the runoff, the campaign has continued to show Republicans are uniting behind the incumbent despite his vulnerabilities. The last day of early voting in the runoff election is Friday the 20th. Election day is May 24th. Check for updates on any of these stories at texastribune.org or follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief Podcast for daily news updates on your favorite podcast app or Amazon Alexa device. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by Texas A&M University School of Law. The Texas A&M University School of Law ranks among the top 50 law schools in the nation, up 65 places in 6 years in the U.S. News Best grad school ranking, faster than any other law school in the nation. For more information, visit blog.law.tamu.edu. The Texas Tribune Festival returns to downtown Austin on September 22nd through the 24th. Get ready to connect with people you know and others you should at our annual celebration of big, bold ideas. Buy tickets by May 31st and save big at tribfest.org.